The Overcome Today podcast aims to encourage, inspire, and empower through real-life stories. My prayer is that when you listen to each episode, you're pointed to Jesus, who loves you with an everlasting love. Remember, your story has power, and when you share it, it can help someone know that they're not doing life alone. But most of all, that navigating life without Christ is pointless. Hello, Overcomers, and welcome to episode 101. Oh my God, I still can't believe that I'm in the triple digits, y'all. Whoop, whoop. I needed to take a break just to take it all in and strategize for this next phase of the podcast. I just feel like there's a new level I need to get to. You know, when you get to those triple digits, you're like, by the way, it can't just be the same. So what that looks like, I really don't know, but I just have to do it afraid. If you're on the Overcomers mailing list, you know there's a survey that went out to help me understand this space better. So if you're not on it, you're missing out on a lot. Did you know we have an Overcomers community? Well, now you know. If you'd like to get updates on new episodes before they go live, what I'm learning, what I'm planning, or if you just need someone to pray with you, then join the Overcomers fam. All you need to do is click the link in the show notes below and share your email, and you can expect some really good stuff in your inbox every week. Guys, I promise I won't be spamming you, but it will be truly worth your while. When you join, tag me at Overcome Today on social media and use the hashtag Overcomers so that more people can join the family. Can I just say Merry Christmas already? Like, how has this year just flown by? It's been a tough year for many, and I don't know about you, but I have mixed feelings about this year. But all in all, I've learned and I'm still learning to trust in God, to fully trust in Him. Now, this week's guest is a longtime listener of the show. She reached out to me saying that she wanted to share her story. And you know what? I'm always down for that. Come on, like, guys, people bringing themselves. Ah, perhaps. Isn't that just the best thing? If you're a content creator, you'd know. All right. Grace Orwa is a faith-based lifestyle and beauty content creator, a student, a Christian, and a prayer warrior. What does she want to tell the world? About God's goodness in her life. How was your childhood like? Were you raised in a Christian home, or, you know, what was just generally your childhood like?
I've been raised up in a Christian home. I've been born in Empisha Hospital. Nimelelewa Zimmerman, Nairobi, Kenya. I've been raised up there for around 12 years. Then we moved to Dome Home for about like another 12 years. Then now I relocated to Canada this year. I have one sibling, so we are two girls. I'm a firstborn of two girls. And yeah, generally I've been raised up in a Christian home. My mom is a Christian, my dad is a Christian. Yeah.
Awesome.
And we all love God.
Yeah, firstborns, do not worry. I feel you. I'm also a firstborn. but you know, like, that's awesome. So were you born again from an early age?
I got born again when I was really young, at around 9 years there. I used to go to Sunday school. I love church so much. So Sunday school was my thing back then. So I used to go to Sunday school, and after 23 hours, there was this time, it was like, the Sunday school teacher was like, who wants to give his or her life to Jesus? And it was like me. So I went there, we prayed. And yeah, and that's how the journey started.
Oh, have you kept your faith all through, or, you know, were there moments in between when you're 9 and, guy, I didn't even ask your age, but you don't have to say, in case you feel, the way people say, don't ask a lady her age. I'm like, who said that?
Yeah. Anyway.
But anyway, from when you were 9 to now, have you kept the faith, or are there moments that have shaken your faith as well?
Absolutely. There are moments that have shaken my faith in a way that, I haven't trusted God that much, you know. Yeah, those times when you feel like you're too far away from God and God is far away from you. And when you pray, you see your prayers are like they haven't reached where you want them to reach. You see, they're supposed to reach like uko juu kwa koti ya Mungu, but hazijafika. Imefika tu maybe hapa tu kwa hewa tu chini, alafu zimekukujia. So yeah, there are moments whereby my faith has really been shaken, but yeah, we push on, we have faith, and we keep moving because God is good and He's great. Yeah.
Yeah, this is the moment where I feel free to just share into details what you mean by, God's goodness in your life.
As I've said, we came this year in January in Canada, and we used to pray a lot. We never saw my mom for around 4 years there. Mama alitoacha kama tuko high school, and the 844 system in Kenya. So at that time I was in form four, and mom at that time had to leave us and come here on this other side, and it wasn't easy. As in, you see people visiting wanakuja kufanya you're visiting and na parents au na guardians, so you see their moms and you're like, oh no, my mom is far away from me. The only thing that you can do is FaceTime every single now and then. You can't see your mom every single now and then because for shule you need to study, and you have to study and school pay kwapo on the other hand. So it used to be really, really hard. Even when you come back home for holidays, you just miss your mom on the other side. But I really used to pray each and every day to tell God that, God, please just make a way for us to come here one day and to be able to see mom and to be able just to be by her side and yeah, just see her. So you just know that before you come to these places like US, Canada, and UK, you have to go through a lot of processes before you just even land here, because it needs money, it needs medical, it needs school stuff and everything else. So process, the last process that we did before we came here was the medical, and it used to scare me a lot, by the way. So when we went to do our medical exam, that was in, I think it was in Westlands, I can't remember where specifically though. So we went in the morning, and yo, and I used to be late. My mom told us that ensure that you guys are very safe. Mtenda kufanyiwa X-ray and everything else, and it was like X-ray. Mtu anafanyiwa X-ray? I've never been like in an X-ray scan or machine or anything else, never. And I used to think that I had cancer, breast cancer, literally. So, cause I used to feel lump. I used to feel my breasts, and mascara coming from the lumps and everything else. Oh my gosh, I used to panic. I used to sleep with anxiety every single night. I used to be like, oh my gosh, no, it cannot be possible. So we went and did the scanning, and I was so afraid. Nilikuwa nimeogopa. Mpaka nikauliza daktari hiyo siku. He was an Indian, and he was, I asked him, Doc, like, how am I supposed to go to that machine? How does it work? He told me, you need to relax, just go, breathe in and breathe out, and that's all. And I was like, nikiangalia mbele yangu, naona kuna doctors watatu. Hey, nikasema, oh, I'm dead. So I went and did the scanning, and I breathed in and out, and I'm seeing the doctors looking at me just like, are you seeing anything over there? And they was like, oh, I hope there's nothing wrong with me. So I got out. And after the scanning and everything, we had to wait for it. So that because ilikuwa and kwa immigration house sasa, and it took a while. So we went to see the doctor, and the doctor was like, oh, you're perfect, there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. And it was like, oh, God is so good, because I used to think every single now and then I had lumps on my breast. I don't know how, but that x-ray like proved everything. And I was like, oh, God was on my side all this time. And like, he never leaves his people and he never forsakes his people. Yeah, that's like how I want to encourage people. And also, God is good. Yeah.
How was it knowing that you're far away from your mom? I mean, just what emotions were you going through at that time?
A lot. Me, I'm usually a person who like cries most of the time. Like a way to release my emotions or to show that I'm either angry at you or something wrong with is wrong with me, or just something is disturbing me. I usually cry, by the way. And I remember when my mom was taking us to school that time, I was like, oh no, now I would see you again for all that time. And I was like, oh no, now how am I going to survive? And we were with my dad, baby, at that time. So she took us to school and she was like, we will be talking on FaceTime for the time being till I come back. And it was like, okay, we'll just survive. So we were actually the same school with my sister, actually my younger sister. So it's like, it wasn't that bad, you see. So I used to see my sister and used to see my mom at the same time, because my younger sister looks like my mom a lot. So it never used to disturb me much, but I used to cry most of the time during at night, just really crying. And I'm like, when am I going to see mom? What am I going to do next? You see, yeah, it used to be a little bit disturbing, but yeah, it's all ended.
Fast forward, Tena, after now, you know, you've passed your medical exam and you know, you're like, phew, clean bill of health. How was the process clean by day for, I know, how's the process of now relocating, knowing that you're going to be, you know, you guys will be together as a family?
my initial plan, you see, let me first talk about something about like friends and etc. before I even come and tell you something, before I even come and tell you the full details.
Yeah.
I used to have these friends. I won't mention their names. Maybe they watch this podcast or something of the sort.
That's all right.
I won't mention their names. So I used to have these two friends. I met them online. In a group, WhatsApp group. Then you tune as a kutana and I'm took a WhatsApp group, mommy. Hey, so and so, like you live at this place and this place and this place, or which school do you go to? So that was me. I'm a person who loves making new friends. I'm an introvert, but I really enjoy making new friends each and every time. So I met with this girl online, and she was in school, I was also in high school at that time. We used to chat in between that, and we used to talk, and we made friends. She cleared high school, I cleared high school, and she formed this group, and yeah, WhatsApp, Sasa, and we used to chat over there. So I'm this girl who always loves being active, maybe in WhatsApp groups, or maybe in a place where I'm told to, like, Grace, today you're doing an activity. I'm usually very active at that time. So I used to be active on that group. We talk, we chat, used to send them messages, you know, encouraging words. I used to even post them on my WhatsApp page, but I used to never, like, get that, like, they never used to reciprocate that love. Let me put it as that. So it continued like that. In that was in 2019, 2020. So towards 2021 in March, we were three of us. So the third girl texted me on WhatsApp, and there was a time I used to text them and nobody used to reply. The group was just dormant. You see, there are this type of groups where you just text. And there are people who are online, but they don't answer. There are people who are online, but they just critique your message. There are those people who give you critics. Napenda wanapenda tu naturally. So there used to be those type of like people now. So there was a time I texted them, but nobody replied. They texted, let me see, let me give, I want to give those two girls a name, Susan and maybe Nicole. Let me give one my sister's name and give Susan. So I texted Susan and asked Susan, Susan, what's up? Why is why you guys like keeping quiet? Mbona mungi? Nini imefanyika? Manini ndo nimewafanyia mbaya? And they were like, hakuna kitu imefanya mbaya, it's just that everybody's busy. Eh, nikasema tu nikakanyaga story chini ya maji, kanyamaza. So Nicole texted me now, the third girl. She texted me on WhatsApp around June, July, around there, 2021. I took what Mongia like for about, sometimes the group used to be dormant for 6 months, other times for 2 weeks. I took what Mongia for long, and it was a really nice group. And I used to love those girls so much. I used to see us like going like so far with them, but eventually it never happened. So Susan texted me, Nicole texted me, and she told me that, Grace, I want to ask you a question. And I told her, which type of question do you want to ask me? She was like, do you have friends? And I was like, yeah, I have friends. And what type of friends do you have? Do you have those people who are there for you? Or do you have those people who are just not there for you? I say they only have few friends, but not that much. They just love my circle the way it is. She told me something that I would have never forgotten, and I'll never get to Instawise how handy waleo. So she told me that, Grace, your convos are usually really dry and like you don't have humor like
What?
in anything that you talk about. She told me that. She really told me that. She told me that, you know what? Anytime that you talk, your conversation just dies like that. People don't respond. And I was like,
Gosh.
why? Why did you tell me that?
Mm.
And she told me that, you know what? You just pray and tell God to give you the spirit of discernment to discern the right people to like, to discern the right friends in your life. That's what she told me. She told me that you need to just discern the right people in your life, and you need to discern the people who you need in your life, because anytime you talk, your conversation just dies. I told my friend that story before I came here, and she was like, ah, Grace, is that a, is your friend a Christian? And I was like, yeah, she's a Christian, by the way. She is. She is. She goes to church, and she talked to me, and she texted me, and she told me that. So, in terms of friendship, in my own sense, I've learned that not everybody is going to be there for you. It's good to enjoy your company sometimes. Very good to enjoy your company. You need to really pray about your friends and about people who you meet out there, because not everybody is for you. And like I said, there are people who will make you go down. You need to pray as much as you can and tell God to like help you discern the right people to have in your circle and the right people to have like when you're going this journey, because not everybody's for you. See, you know that. So when I came to Canada, I wrote down the contacts and the people that I need to like, those people who I need, the people who I'll be communicating with them more oftenly. And offhand, I used to know that I'm going to tell so and so, I'm coming, I'm relocating, and so. Not everybody, just a few people knew that I'm coming here. And I like that because that's me, because siendi kubeba kila mtu nikikuja hapa. Some we will never talk, baby. Let me tell you, some we will never talk. Some we are having, I'm just having their numbers. I don't know why, baby. Kuna wengine, wenye kuna tu namba zao, actually, hadi wa leo, I even ask myself, like, till today, why do I have so and so, like, on my contact? Like, I need to remove this person. I can't even talk with that person every single day. There are people who we talk every single day. There are people who text me and ask me, please, uendeleaje, you know. But all in all I can say that is have people who are going to pray with you and people who are going to be there for you, generally. And keep in mind that friendships are seasonal. Kama ile story ni kuambia, friendship nilikuwa nimerealize wenye tulikuwa nayo ilikuwa tu seasonal. Na ikukuwa last. Na Mungu alikuwa afanye hiyo friendship isi last. So what happened is that I told God, I love journaling a lot because that's me. I journal a lot in me. I journal my prayers down so much. So I journaled down and told God, God, I need 5 friends. Taki mabishti wingi sana. Watano. 5 good ones. And my friend was, I told my friend this story and she was like, Grace, 5. 5 but a lot. You only need to have 2 or 3. And I was like, I only want 5 max. If God wants to give me 3, it's fine. But it was like, God, I just need you to bless me with people who are always going to be there for me. That's all. And he did that this year. He did that, and he did that in a big way. I used to like long to be in a prayer group for a long time. And I found one this year. I found a space where I can always talk to God and always fellowship with him each and every day. Where I can go and just tell God, you know what, this is what is happening. A nice community of ladies who love God. And I mean, God just give it to me the way he wanted it to. Never count yourself out. Never count yourself out. God's glory is definitely going to reveal yourself, to reveal itself through you. So never count yourself out of anything. Your importance, you loved, just know that. Trust in God, have faith, pray in every situation, and after that, keep praying again. That's what I usually say. And there's just something that I want to say before we wind up. Give me a minute. Let me say it's a quote that I quoted from video that I watched the other day. So it says that don't count yourself out because you have recognized your barrenness in your life. It's when God's glory will meet you and flow through you. Yeah.
Grace, what a testimony of grace. No pun intended, see what I did there. What a testimony of healing and restoration. Thank you so much, Grace, for being bold to share your story. It reminded me, by the way, that we need to constantly take time to reflect on God's goodness in our lives. You know, sometimes we're so caught up in our troubles or whatever is going wrong in our lives, but we're commanded to give thanks in all things, good and bad. So this is my challenge to you this week, and perhaps I'm also challenging myself. Take 10 minutes each day to say, thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. If you're able to articulate or even like literally put those, you know, give a name to those blessings, go ahead. But just 10 minutes a day and just say, thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Did you like this episode and feel inspired to share your story? If you'd like to get featured on the podcast, fill in the Google form in the show notes below and I'll contact you. You can also follow me on social media at OvercomeToday and send a DM or email me overcometodaypodcast@gmail.com. That's it for this week, folks. Share this episode with a friend so that they can be encouraged, inspired, and empowered. And until next week, bless. Thank you for listening to the Overcome Today podcast. Want to support the podcast? Leave a review or a rating on whatever platform you're listening to this on. Also, I'd love to hear from you. If you're on Instagram, let me know what your favorite part of the show was by taking a screenshot of the episode you've tuned into and share it on your story. Tag me at Overcome Today and let me know what your takeaway from today's show was. Remember, you are more than a conqueror through him who loved you.